Titan Principles. Principles are like seeds. They are little things which do much good if the mind that receives them has the right attitudes. Seneca. Regardless of your current station in life or circumstances, the following 5 Titan principles will help you pour a solid foundation to build your Titan life. Move away from these principles, and the likeness of succeeding will be fleeting. Embody these principles thoroughly, and let them guide and direct your every thought, emotion, decision, and behavior, and you'll be on your way to building true and lasting success in both your personal and your professional life. Here are the 5 Titan principles. Take 100% responsibility of your life. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Nelson Mandela. Whether you think life is beautiful or difficult, you are equally right. Life is neither beautiful nor difficult. It is neutral. Life in itself has no meaning. It is us who give meaning to life. One of the most empowering and frightening things you have to realize is that you get to live your life the way you choose. I encourage you to read the above sentence again, because unless you fully understand this and engrave it in your brain, you will never enjoy a Titan life. You may be thinking, well, I wish I could live my life the way I choose, but there are many things in my life that I can't control. Even if certain events in your life are outside of your control, you may still control one thing, and that is your reaction to said events. Therefore, you do get to live your life the way you choose. A big part of you might still fight this idea, and the reason you might still fight this idea is that if you get to live your life the way you choose, this would imply accountability and responsibility. This would mean you would have to accept ownership for your actions and outcomes. And most people don't like this. Most people don't want to accept that the type of life they enjoy, they are responsible for. It's so much easier to say, I have such bad luck, or I got fired, or if I had more money, or if I had better connections. After all, we are simply the best at rationalizing why we are in the bad situation we are in. But these are simply excuses to continue postponing the self-examination and decision-making necessary to create a Titan life. And beneath every excuse, there's always fear. While most people make excuses, Titans make things happen. While most people say, life happens to me, Titans say, I make life happen. While most people say, what if it doesn't work? Or, I hope it works. Titans say, it will work because I will make it work. Your current business and personal lives result from the choices you made in the past. No one else is responsible. If you want to have a better life in the future, you must take 100% responsibility for your life. When tennis player Rafael Nadal was about 15 years old, he was playing a tournament. His uncle and coach, Tony Nadal, was watching another kid from his academy play. Nadal was losing badly. A friend of the family noticed that Nadal was playing with a broken racket, and he informed Uncle Tony accordingly. Tony immediately went to the court where his nephew was playing to tell him he was playing with a broken racket. And then Tony asked his nephew, with all your experience, didn't you realize that you were playing with a broken racket? A 15-year-old Nadal replied, I'm so used to taking responsibility for my own mistakes that it never crossed my mind that I was playing with a broken racket. Leave the herd. The object of life is not to be on the side of the majority, but to escape finding oneself in the ranks of the insane. Marcus Aurelius. You can fit in or you can change the world, but you can't do both. If you do the things that 95% of the population does, you will get the results that 95% of the population gets. Therefore, if you want to get the results that only 5% of the population gets, you must be willing to do the things that only 5% of the population is willing to do. Don't be part of the 95%. Don't do what's popular. The most popular restaurant in the world is McDonald's. The most popular drink, Coca-Cola. Are they good for you? We both know the answer. Titans have the habit of doing the things that most people don't like doing. They don't necessarily like doing them either, but their dislike is subordinated to their Titan goals. Live completely different from the way most people live. To live a Titan life, you must install the beliefs, behaviors, habits, and rituals of Titans. Having a Titan life is simple. It's not easy, but it's very simple. It's not easy because mediocrity calls you in. I would like to clarify that to me, the word mediocrity does not refer to someone who does not have a mansion or does not drive a specific type of car. To me, mediocrity refers to someone unhappy with his life and does nothing about it. Whether or not you aim for rich, this is completely up to you. Always aim for having a rich life. You may be a surf instructor and have a Titan life. My family and I spend a big part of the year on an island in Thailand. To most Westerners' standards, this island would be considered a poor place. But I have seen more poverty of the soul in many Western so-called rich countries than on this island. Everyone smiles here. And to me, whether financially rich or poor, it is indicative that they are living Titan lives. If you are committed to leaving the herd, be ready for its consequences. Because when you act like only 5% of the population does, the remaining 95% will call you strange, weird, or eccentric. Get used to it, because this is the price all Titans must pay. People get threatened when you show them possibility, what they could also achieve. But as we saw in principle number one, this would mean they would have to take full responsibility for their own lives. So it's much easier to criticize you. One of the biggest ways we limit our potential and deny our own Titan is following the herd and modeling the crowd. You must break free of the cult of mediocrity. You must stop listening to the chattering voices of the cynics around you. And you absolutely must trust yourself and your instincts. And that's what every Titan does. Grow yourself into a Titan. Life is growth. You grow or you die. Phil Knight. Everything alive is constantly changing. Take any plant, for instance. If a plant is not growing, it's dying. Same with people. If you are not growing, you are dying. At least spiritually. Your outer world is merely a reflection of your inner world. You are the root. Your results are the fruits. To change the fruits, you will first have to change the roots. Some people will say, well, this is the way I am. Well, change it, because it's not working for you or anyone around you. No matter who you are or what your background is, you can always change. Be willing to let go of having to do it your way. If your way has proved satisfactory in the past, then by all means, keep doing what you are doing. But if not, it may be time to consider a different way. There are two kinds of people in life, those who evolve and those who devolve. Even those who falsely believe in the status quo are actually devolving. How would you feel if 10 years from now, you would be exactly where you are now, with zero growth? You guessed it. Bitter, miserable, and unhappy. So the question is, who must you become to live your Titan life? Becoming healthy, rich, and happy isn't much about getting healthy, rich, and happy. It's about who you must become in mind, body, spirit, heart, and skill to get healthy, rich, and happy. So the fastest way to become a Titan is to work on developing you. If you grow yourself to become a Titan in strength and mind, body, spirit, heart, and skill, you will naturally be a Titan in anything and everything you do. If you look at Titans around the world, they think and act in very similar ways. And these ways of thinking and acting determine their Titan results. Proper training of your spirit, mind, body, heart, and skill is essential. Take a holistic approach to life. In fact, if I'm happy at work, I'm better at home, a better husband and better father. And if I'm happy at home, I come into work more energized, a better employee and a better colleague. Jeff Bezos. Thanks to epigenetics, we now know that nutrition, exercise, sleep, the environment, the books you read, your family relationships, the conversations you have, the words you speak, even the air you breathe, all affect your DNA and the quality of your life. Your spouse, your income, your happiness, the way you treat others, all reflect your self-identity. If you want to live a Titan life, you must take a holistic approach to life. You may have all the money in the world, but if you have no one to share it with, it will be a hollow victory. Or you may be a very spiritual person, but if you can't pay your bills, this will, sooner or later, cause stress in your life and those around you. Or you may exercise and eat organic foods, and you're still getting sick. The key word is harmony. Rather than striving to achieve some false constant balance in your life, it's about arranging your life so the different parts are in harmony. The key difference is that harmony means you can focus more on work sometimes and more on your family other times. You don't always have to force everything to work at once. Titans pay attention to this. Whether you like it or not, all the different aspects of your life are inextricably tied up together. If you neglect one of them, it's not possible to live a Titan life. Titans are part warrior, part saint. They are confident, but humble. They are winners, but never lose their white belt mentality. They are content, but never satisfied. They focus on success, but also on making a difference. They play golf at the country club, but also serve meals to the homeless. They love thinking and dreaming, but also executing on their ideas and dreams. They are delusional about how great they can be, but realistic about their expectations of the process. While most people must choose one or the other, Titans know that you can have it all. You must simply transition from a mentality of scarcity and limitation to one of possibility and abundance. Yes, it will take many sacrifices along the way. Yes, it won't be easy, but it's simple and so worth it. Create your Titan luck. I'm a great believer in luck. The harder I work, the more luck I have. Thomas Jefferson. There's a difference between luck and Titan luck. Luck, you have no control over. It's random chance. It's a winning lottery ticket. Titan luck, on the other hand, you create it. Titans believe in the latter, while most people believe in the former type of luck. This is why lottery tickets all around the world are many people's only shot at a better life. If people only knew that they could create their own Titan luck. Does luck then exist? Yes, it does. But since you can't control this type of luck, why focus on it? Why wait for this type of luck to happen randomly? To most people, luck is important. To Titans, it's less important. While acknowledging the existence of luck, Titans do not rely on it to live a Titan life. Let's look at the life of Bill Gates to better illustrate the difference between luck and Titan luck. Bill Gates got lucky in the sense that he was born into an upper middle class family with the resources to send him to a private school. His school had a teletype class, which gave him access to a computer, and his friend Paul Allen showed him an article in Popular Science magazine about a new computer called the Altair 8800. Bill Gates had no control over the above events, so we would say these were lucky events. Now, the question to be asked is luck the reason Bill Gates became a Titan? Far from it. Here's why. He was not the only person who grew up in an upper middle class family. He was not the only one with access to a computer in the 1950s. He was not the only one who read the article in Popular Science magazine. Thousands of people with the same lucky events could have done the same thing that Bill Gates later did, but they simply didn't. So what did Bill Gates do differently from thousands of people with the same initial lucky events? He had an incessant drive. He dropped out of college and moved to Albuquerque to work with Altair. He barely slept and ate so he could work longer hours. He was fanatical about writing good software. He didn't believe in weekends or vacations. Bill Gates actively created the conditions to bring himself Titan luck, and this you have control over. Here are the 5 Titan principles for your review. 1. Take 100% responsibility for your life. 2. Leave the herd. 3. Grow yourself into a Titan. 4. Take a holistic approach to life. 5. Create your Titan luck.